from Matthew and from the Psalms. The Magi visit the infant, and they flight into Egypt, massacre of the innocents, and the return to Nazareth. Already the second week of Christmas, and it doesn't feel like a Christmas story anymore. Jesus' life is threatened, and they must run for safety. They find safety in a place not known for safety, Egypt. Because of the jealous and frightened king, other children, unaware of the danger, will pay the price. There are children today who are suffering because of others. The borders of Mexico and America are dangerous for children. Young girls in Nigeria kidnapped, others may be murdered. Children die from malaria because of dirty water. God commits to saving a world that is in a horrible state. Not just overseas, but here as well. The children seem to pay the price due to the greed or power struggles of adults. The scriptures of prophet Jeremiah are fulfilled in the time of Jesus' escape to Egypt. This is not to be misunderstood to mean that they had to die, but that this is what will happen when Jesus is born. The prophet is only foretelling, not warning, but telling the truth. Our questions of why this happens is unexplained. When Rachel weeps for her lost children, what should I say to her that can make it better? Why does the southern kingdom of Judah return, but not the northern kingdom of Israel? The lost tribes never return, and Mother Rachel weeps. Jesus goes to a place that was a dangerous place for the Hebrews. Egypt rings in the history of his family as a place of slavery and danger, yet Jesus' family finds safety in this dangerous place. God loves a world that is messed up, and even when he comes and the leaders torture and kill Jesus, God continues to love us. In our lifetime, we will hear stories of many children tortured or even killed. What could we say to them? God needs to save us from a world where death is common and help is hard to find. Our world is not as safe as we think it is, and God still comes to us and saves us, and from of all places, a cross. We need to be a safe place for those needing help and safety. We don't know why some children were killed and why some are saved. God does not tell us why this happens. We cannot find answers in Scripture, but we do know God did come for us. Jeremiah and the other prophets seem to know what is going to happen, but they do not tell us what to do about it. Jesus, saved from the hands of death as an infant, only to die on the cross some 33 years later. Jesus goes to the cross for our sake. Today we may be Rachel and mourn for the lost children of our time. We may be like Rachel and weep with the ones suffering loss, because we may not be able to fix it, but we can bring food and prayers and listening ears to those in need. We can tell the story of God's grace, and we can tell the story of love that never ends. Jesus, the open gate of God's salvation, sends us into the world to love our neighbor and teach them all we have been commanded by Jesus. We can tell them about the open gate that saves us from the evil in this world that continues to persecute God's children. We can tell them about the hope we have in the one who was born in Bethlehem, who died for us, and will come again to take us to the place God has prepared for us. We can tell them about the open gate of our Heavenly Father, the one we call Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the giver of life. Amen. Let us pray. Extravagant God, you sent Magi with generous gifts to visit the baby Jesus and proclaim his reign to all the world. Make our voices heard when we proclaim God's love to all. Make your message clear that Jesus is the open gate of your righteousness. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, we pray. Amen.